more people are out today.
Out and about, living the dream. You know, they had to recover from last night. Still recovering from that terrible, terrible, terrible Nuggets game. Double-digit loss. Well, yeah, double-digit loss. It was really bad in the third and the fourth quarter. They made a little bit of a run there at the end, but not very good. So, you know, I just wanted to get your guys' first initial thoughts on that game. What you think, how you feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Nuggets lost 126-114. You saw small sparks of Jamal Murray being Jamal Murray, playoff Jamal Murray last night, which I liked, but it was only when he was on the correct matchup. So when we're switching and he's got Danny Green or Alex Caruso on him, he's eating him up. You know, he's driving in, he's playing that game much better. But the foul trouble, man. The foul trouble. Early in the game, you know, first quarter, second quarter, lots of bad fouls, especially for Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and Paul Millsap. You know, even into, I think, 3 minutes into the second quarter, Nikola Jokic was out, and they were questioning if they were even going to put him back in for that first half.
Not great is what I'm hearing.
It was not the greatest game for the Nuggets last night.
Now, you're probably pretty happy because you called Nuggets or Lakers 4-1. So
yeah, I did.
Your prediction's coming true.
Well, I mean, one game's gone by, so yeah, I guess I'm on the winning side so far.
We're about to go full tilt.
Yeah, full tilt.
You know what's funny is I watched the first quarter last night, and the Nuggets hung with them, you know? It was...
For the first
38,
first
36
quarter, first
or something
half.
Like that, I think right?
To the first
and
half,
and
yeah.
Going into the second quarter, they still were hanging with them. And my roommate said to me, they said, oh, they scored all their points in the first quarter. This ain't going to be good. And I said, no, we'll be fine. We went and did something, came back after halftime, and we were not fine.
They were
it
down
was not
30.
Good.
Was it 30 at one time almost?
Yeah,
yeah
I think almost down by 30.
Yeah.
Well, into the second 30. Quarter – I think they scored their first basket. They scored 1 point in the second quarter for probably 7, 8, 9 minutes.
Yeah.
For the
yeah.
first 7, 8, 9 minutes, they scored 1 point.
It was bad. And I basically told them to turn off the sound. Let's get some music going. We'll just watch it. I mean, it was nice to see Bol Bol get in there. I love Bol Bol appearance.
Big Bol Bol guy.
You love it when, Bol Bol comes in the fourth quarter in the first game of the Western Conference Finals. Huge.
Do you love it though?
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Do you really
want
that to
see that?
But when you had a couple of adult beverages, you're like, oh, Bol Bol, look at that guy. He's amazing.
He could do something.
But the big problem right now I foresee with this series happening is Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard is going to be a game wrecker if he keeps getting into the head of Nikola Jokic and the bigs, throwing his body around, getting the calls, and that was extremely frustrating for me to watch last night. Was just the fact that Dwight Howard was getting under the Nuggets' skin because it was a lot of. I don't want to blame the officiating because that's you know uneducated,
mm-hmm.
right?
You know,
so it wasn't the officiating; it was just Dwight Howard was getting the calls. He was doing what he needed to do to get into the Nuggets' head, and he did it well. And if they don't control that, if they don't control their emotions, especially Nikola Jokic, this series is over before it started.
You know what I noticed when they come. They came firing out of the gates, you know, both teams scoring over 35 in the first quarter, you know, having a decent quarter, having a pretty good game so far. And it just seemed like they made a few substitutions and everything just started to slow down for Denver. And the Lakers just seemed like it didn't matter what they subbed in or out. They kept their pace, you know, together. They scored 36 in the first, 34 in the second, 33 in the third, you know. Denver went from 38 to 21 to 20.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you see where you got to be consistent, you know, especially against LeBron and Anthony Davis.
And that's
right
the
now.
Nuggets' MO, though, isn't it? They go cold, and when they go cold, they go extremely cold.
Ice cold.
And they can't, you know, make a basket.
You can't.
But, you know, on both sides of the coin, you can't get too down because, I mean, like, it's the first game. Obviously,
one.
You know, there's a lot
game
left
one.
Of this series. Yeah. Hopefully they can figure it out. I mean, I think a lot of people almost were ready for this. You know, the Lakers have been off for 4 days, something like
four
that.
Or 5 days.
Four
yeah.
or 5 days.
Rested,
Nuggets,
yeah.
Nuggets got 2 days rest, which is mm-hmm. more than they've had in the last
but the
three
circumstances,
weeks. But
you know, circumstances are what they are, but you got to You got to get in there and you got to win basketball games still.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it all comes down to that. And you're right. The Lakers controlled the floor last night. 100%. And that was one thing going in that I talked about was if the Nuggets don't control the pace, the Nuggets are going to lose.
Even in the first quarter, I still feel like the Lakers controlled the pace. It just seems like the Nuggets, they were sitting there, they were just hanging with them and scoring baskets and equalizing what they were doing. And yeah, I know they ended up 2 points ahead of them in first quarter, but
yeah, but just, that was on a Jamal Murray.
It seemed
like
they were just working with him. It seemed like from the beginning, LeBron and Anthony Davis and Danny Green and everybody were controlling the pace of what was going on, and it just rolled right into the second quarter, and they literally just took over. And it was like, this is how we're going to play basketball. If you're not going to keep up, then you're not going to keep up. And they didn't for the next two quarters. And it blew them away almost, 30 points?
In the second, yeah.
Yeah.
No, and that's the thing. Like, the Nuggets aren't – I posed this question to somebody last night. How do the Nuggets stop AD and LeBron? And his response was simply, we don't. We stop everybody else.
Well, everyone else on their team is pretty much garbage anyway.
Right.
But if you let those guys score,
they'll kill me in a one-on-one.
Well, I know, but like I'm saying, like Danny Green, like Caruso, Rondo, KCP,
Rondo balled, man. Rondo was balling last night.
Yeah,
but I understand.
If you don't let him ball, then that's what if you let him do his thing, then obviously they're going to be good. And that's all I'm saying. Like if you let those guys do it, but if you can stop them, then you're going to have a better opportunity, I guess, to win the game. So
and just absolutely playing more mentally tough is what it is, because obviously when you go into a game facing LeBron, especially playoff LeBron, your mental capacity is kind of at your self-esteem is at a low, you know, already.
You're already kind of freaked out.
Exactly, because playoff LeBron is a scary, scary human being, and he's very good at what he does.
Very unbeatable.
Exactly.
Very hard to beat.
He is
beatable. I seen a thing was only six teams have beat him before the finals. Knocked him out.
Really?
Yeah. It just was on ESPN.
And you know, 16. Apparently he was really, really, really mad that he didn't win the MVP.
Oh my gosh. He's very upset.
Furious. So maybe that had something to do with it. You know, I mean.
Yeah. Good luck the rest of the series right now.
He left the game early, though. Did you guys see that?
I did see that.
Two minutes walked to the locker room. Too cool. What a cool guy, that LeBron. Cool. Go get an ice bath.
He had already done enough.
Hey, he's got about that, do you guys think Giannis deserved a second MVP? I don't. I mean, especially the performance he had in the playoffs.
You can't put playoffs into an MVP.
Playoffs aren't included in the MVP race. But if
the
you
bubble, it was a weird situation. Like I feel like there was a lot of other players that were more eligible than Giannis was for a second time. When you know, even Giannis said he didn't want it until he wins.
I don't know. He puts the team on his back.
That's what I'm saying. More or less.
Milwaukee wouldn't be anything without him.
Who else is there in Milwaukee? I mean, you got to think. They put up 52 wins with Giannis. I mean, Giannis,
really.
You just
have to be a one-man team and you win the MVP.
That's what the most valuable player is.
That's what the most valuable player
is.
I mean,
if you took him
anywhere else,
if you put him on any other team, they would be just as good, if not better.
Definitely win a championship.
That's the whole idea, you know? Like, that's why Steph or KD wins it, because you put those guys
around. They
should
play for the Wizards or something, maybe.
Yeah, there's
I don't
a
know
test.
If he was if Giannis was on the Wizards, they would be pretty good. Bradley Beal, Giannis.
So that's what I'm saying. If you put him anywhere, he's definitely still going to be the best.
He's
going to
elevate that
league.
Game,
yeah.
and that team.
And that's why he's getting a lot of the votes, because there is Middleton,
yeah,
Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe, Robin Lopez, and Brooke. They got both Lopez brothers on the team.
Okay, so then if Giannis is not there, what are the Bucks?
Not great.
Not
secondary.
Not in this conversation.
Secondary high school
not
basketball team. It's a high school basketball team.
College.
A D1 at
JUCO.
Least.
They would be all right.
Junior college.
I think they would be fine. But
one thing I did like to see last night, sorry to cut you off, was MPJ in the fourth quarter. I'm saying the fourth quarter because he balled out. He did what he needed to do. We need MPJ. Fourth quarter MPJ game one. We need every quarter.
Yeah, no, I agree. We got to get some other people going. We got to have some other people stepping up and getting it going. So
one quick thing, we got to have someone off that bench come score 15 points, dude. Someone's got to help those
MPJ
starting five out.
So game two is on Sunday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. Coming up, we're going to get into all the NFL games, big NFL Sunday. Coming up next, this is the Locker Room, GoMileHigh.com, part of the Be On Air Network.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Hurry, young Popsy. We must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
Hey, Colorado sports fans. You're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
This is The Locker Room, presented by GoMileHigh.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Football. We're getting into the football. Football, football, football. Tomorrow's football. Love football.
Sunday
at the Denver Coliseum. Okay, sorry.
Let's go. Let's do
that. Where is that?
It's on I-70 and I-25. It's where they have the used to have the Monster Jam rally.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sunday. Okay, cool. So we're gonna get into some football talk, NFL talk. Not about the Colts, so don't get excited.
Do 30 milliseconds on the Colts.
Yeah, Thursday, Browns-Bengals, heck of a game.
Yes.
People didn't think it would be, and it turned out to be really nice, 35-30, Cleveland. Nice little shootout. The Bengals, you know, didn't convert, I think once in the red zone, and, you know, they don't have a defense, so they couldn't get a stop.
They didn't have anything.
It was a good shootout, though. I liked it. Joe Burrow looked great. Nick Chubb ran around. Kareem Hunt did some running.
Slicing and dicing, man.
Yeah, had a fun time watching that. I had the over. I also had the Bengals plus 6.5. So cash those bets.
There you go.
That's how you do it.
I hit that parlay. I told you about.
The big thing about Thursday for me was I couldn't tell if the Browns looked good or if the Bengals are really just that.
I mean,
bad.
Probably a little bit of both.
I mean,
a little bit of
both, honestly, the Browns didn't play bad at all.
No, they didn't.
Nick Chubb had, what, 3 TDs, 160 yards?
He had 2, but yeah.
Whatever.
124 rushing.
Oh, Joe Burrow threw 3 TDs, 316.
316. Right,
that's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
61 pass attempts. Did you see that? 37 for 61.
I did not see
dude,
that.
Dude, tossed her 61 times. That's nuts.
That's a lot
dude.
Of passes.
That's nuts, dude. But
so that was, his arm hasn't fallen off yet.
That was a good start to the weekend, and we're going to get right into some of these matchups. So New York Giants goes to Chicago to take on the Bears. That game is over-under of 42. Chicago is minus 5.5. Interesting. Kind of a boring game, if you ask me. You got Mitchell Trubisky versus Danny Dimes. I don't know how those defenses really are. Bears defense is probably not as good as it once was.
No. I don't understand that either, why
shaky
the Bears defenses, they have everything they need. But it was like once they got rid of Adrian Amos, that safety position has kind of been a toss-up in their secondary, and it just really hasn't gotten back to what it was in 20.
Well, Fangio left, and that's the thing. I think, you
sad
know?
Day in Chicago when Vic left.
Yeah, I mean their defense has been going downhill since he left.
The whole team
really
has been going
down. At it,
the organization's kind of going
Chuck
down.
Pagano. What you, Chuck Pagano's yeah. not what doing
do you,
it for you.
What do you guys think about Mitchell Trubisky? Did he do enough to
prove
himself?
No, I don't know why Nick Foles is a start.
They came back on Detroit, man. He was
Detroit.
Out there slinging
it's Detroit,
it.
Detroit, dude.
I mean,
he's out there slinging the ball
it's
around.
The Lions.
The thing about Trubisky right now is they have him handcuffed. And it's something that I believe Matt Nagy wants of Mitchell Trubisky is to be a pocket passer, and he is not a pocket passer. He's a scrambler. He's an improviser. But they want him stuck in that pocket. If you notice, if you go back to game film from 2018 and then go to 2019, it's night and day because the reason Mitchell Trubisky had that great year was because they let him improvise. They let him do what he does. And now they're saying, I want you to be a pocket passer, and it's not working for him. It's not correlating.
Yeah. I think that's a good take.
Because it's true.
Yeah, I don't particularly like Trubisky. I don't think he's any good. But is Nick Foles any better?
I love Trubisky.
I think Nick Foles is better than Mitchell Trubisky.
If you guys had a pick.
I think Nick Foles is a great backup. I think Nick Foles is a better backup than Mitchell Trubisky would be a backup quarterback. I don't think Nick Foles is a starting quarterback whatsoever. He hasn't proven himself.
He won a Super Bowl.
As a backup.
No.
As a backup.
No. He was starting when he won.
He was the MVP.
I understand.
He started
the
game.
Who started the season at quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Injury wins.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and then Nick Foles got into a good system, mm-hmm. right, where he did he had no pressure on him whatsoever.
So you're saying he's not a starting quarterback?
No, he's
all.
Not. 100%. Not a starting quarterback.
Interesting.
Hot take.
That's not such a hot take.
I don't think that's very hot. A lot of people probably agree with that.
I'm sure a lot of people agree with
but
you.
But you guys aren't, so it's a hot take for this room.
No, I think he could be a starter.
See, exactly. This is
the
opposite of what I just said.
I think he should be a starter right now in Chicago.
Moving on from the quarterbacks, who do you think is going to win this game? New York, Chicago?
I'm taking Chicago.
New York.
Take Chicago?
No. New York.
You think New York's going to win outright?
I picked them. I'm pretty sure we did our picks Thursday on Inside the Huddle, and I'm pretty sure I picked them 27-17.
Interesting.
To beat Chicago, yeah.
You know, I have the Giants plus 5.5. I'm going to bet on that. I think that's a good way to go. It would probably be a close game. I mean, Chicago, like I said, almost lost to Detroit. They had to come back. They should have lost, but DeAndre Swift dropped the ball in the end zone. Mm-hmm. So other than that, this game doesn't have much to really, I think, talk about. 42, that's a pretty low over-under. Probably be a pretty boring, slow game. Yeah. Try to grind it out with Saquon.
I don't think David Montgomery. I don't think they even hit 42.
You don't think they hit 42?
Nah, he's taking the under, folks.
I think I just went 27-17. That'd be what, under?
That's
27-17.
No, that's over.
That's an over.
That's an over. All right. I'll take the over.
I'll take the over
just barely.
Yeah, I would
just
stay barely. Away from that.
No, yeah, that's if I'm sitting at 44, I ain't taking anything like that.
Not exciting that game. All right, moving on. Atlanta at Dallas.
Oh, you're gonna skip the game of the week?
What?
Minnesota, Indy.
We'll get there.
Okay.
We just took too long on Mitchell Trubisky.
Yours just looks different than mine. Atlanta at Dallas. So that's a over/under of. It's actually at 53 now. Dallas is minus 4.5, minus 3.5, depending on where you look for it. So
I got minus 3.5, and I'm taking Cowboys on that one.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm taking Cowboys minus 3.5. Atlanta Really? You know, they have a horrible defense.
All right.
Russell Wilson just destroyed them. He went, what, 30 for 34?
Yeah.
Three touchdowns.
Atlanta had
yards.
That late comeback, but it wasn't enough to convince me that they're going to beat Dallas.
I think they'll beat Dallas.
Atlanta's been the same team forever. They're going to get down. They're going to throw the ball around with Matt Ryan.
That's all they do.
And that's what they're going to do.
Right, exactly.
So that's kind of, you know, how that game's going to go. Dallas probably is going to grind out with Zeke and throw the ball around, and Dak Prescott have the time of his life out there. And
Yeah, he's going to be cutting up that secondary.
Absolutely.
I mean, Russell Wilson.
I think Matty Ice is going to – they're going to hit 30. They're going to hit 30 on Dallas. Dallas's secondary is pretty shabby.
So are you taking the over on 53.5?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Because Dak and –
each team's
going
to score 40 points.
No.
Shootout in
the
Lone Star State.
27-30.
I mean,
30,
I don't
30,
think 27. Dallas's D is that great either.
Yeah, but neither is Atlanta's. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
Dallas,
no, their
Dallas will probably
horrible.
Put up 27 points. So right. it'll be close, 30-27. You know, but just that's definitely an over.
What
so
you got next, Rock?
Rock.
Okay. Detroit at Green Bay. This is an easy one.
Green Bay.
What?
It's 49.5 over under. Green Bay minus 6.5.
What?
Definitely going to be Green Bay.
We have some excitement in the back room.
Look.
I don't know. Detroit's got some skill, dude. But.
Do they?
But.
Do they? Name it. Tell me about it.
TJ Hawkinson.
Oh, my God. That's who you go for?
DeAndre Swift
is.
I don't even know who's throwing the ball. Who's throwing the football?
Matthew Stafford.
Adrian Peterson is the starting running back.
No, I knew who it was. It was a joke.
Adrian Peterson, Kenny Galladay's out. Adrian Peterson running the rock. All their defensive backs are hurt except for their rookie.
No, absolutely. Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers will probably throw for four. Probably another 300-yard game. I think Aaron Jones might have one, maybe two. It'll be. Another 40-point performance.
You think 40 points? You think Green Bay puts up 40?
Yeah.
I bet they put up 20 to 30.
They
and
just
then
put
they
up
40
against Minnesota, dude.
Green Bay's just
going to
run the whole time?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
They might. If they do, okay, 30.
That's not Rodgers' style, man.
No, they're going to let Rodgers throw the ball around.
The deputy.
If you get up, though, get up big.
Yeah, if he gets up big, then yeah.
So they were in a little bit of a shootout with Minnesota.
Yeah,
he's
but that's Minnesota.
He's going to have to get up 20
that's
points.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude.
Detroit, they're going to be up on Detroit.
Honestly,
and they're going
to
run it.
They're going to have to be up 20, 25 points before they're going to stop Aaron Rodgers from throwing the football.
I don't know. They didn't do that last year. They ran a lot last year. Matt LaFleur.
They were losing a lot last year from behind.
Sucking the fluid.
They came from behind a lot last year.
Yeah.
Next.
We'll move on. Next game.
Game of the week.
Jacksonville at Tennessee.
This
is not the game of the week.
Not the game of the
week. Jackson, Tennessee, 42 over under, minus 8.5. Tennessee is favored. I don't want to bet that spread at all, but Tennessee definitely is going to win.
I'm taking Tennessee on that. I got Tennessee.
You know what? Where is it? It's in Nashville? All right. Okay. I'll take Tannehill in that. That Derrick Henry monster he's got back there, and
King
that
Henry.
Passing, you know, play that play action passing offense over the Minshew magic. I really like Minshew, but I don't know if he'll do it 2 weeks in a row.
Derrick Henry's going to run for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns on Jacksonville. Let's be realistic. He's going to have a huge day, I think.
Okay. 200?
200 yards, yeah. Dude, they gave him what? Like 20 carries against the Broncos, and he had like
100 yards.
116.
Just over 100.
He had 31 carries for 116.
Against the Broncos D.
But the Broncos D's, they shut him down.
Yeah, that's pretty good, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
He's going to be rumbling, stumbling.
You guess. You guessed that. Derrick Henry, the leading rusher in the NFL last year.
He ran for 115.
115
31
yards.
Carries. That's what, 3.5?
And you're telling me the Broncos did not stop Derrick Henry?
I mean, is giving up 100 yards to a running back stopping him? Honestly?
I think giving up 115 yards to the
leading
rusher in the NFL.
Okay, to Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all
I'm saying. If you're going to put it like that, that's fine.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
They schemed it, right? Okay. What do we got next, Rock?
I still want to talk about Derrick Henry.
Okay.
I don't understand what you don't understand.
What do you mean?
We're on the same page.
All right. We're moving on.
Yeah. Just keep hosting.
Moving on to the game of your week.
Game of the week. Yes.
Minnesota at Indianapolis. We only got a minute, so make it quick.
Yeah.
I think over under 48.5. Indy minus 3. I think Indy wins this.
You got 48?
They don't have much of a defense. Their defense hasn't figured it out. Minnesota's.
No, for real.
They have a bunch of hurt people. Jonathan Taylor. running all over the place.
Jonathan Taylor, Marlon Mack's going to be out for the season. Naheem Hines going to take the rock a little bit, and Jonathan Taylor. I think Jonathan Taylor really going to erupt as a playmaker, and hope to God Phillip Rivers doesn't throw a fourth quarter pick, which we all know is very possible.
I think they'll be up, and they'll be fine. It's going to be a huge game for him. So.
I got Minnesota.
You got Minnesota? We'll talk more about that and all the other games when we come back from the break. This is the Locker Room on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Be On Air Network.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torching yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Hurry, young Popsy. We must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
You're listening to The Locker Room on GoMileHigh.com. Here's your host, Corey Nelson.
Yeah. Gets me amped.
Yeah!
Baby, gets me amped. Shout out Q for that awesome intro. Look at this thing. It's like...
Did you do one for all of us?
No, I didn't.
That's
you
awesome,
did?
Bro.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's cool.
That is sick.
That is sick.
You're welcome, dear listeners.
Dear listeners.
We didn't get fully done with the Minnesota-Indianapolis. You picked Minnesota. Give me some points really quick on that.
Guys. Why are you asking?
Zero points you to just, it. I just wanted to just see Squirrel's that. Reaction to that.
Not good. Okay, we'll move on. We'll move
good.
On. Buffalo, Miami.
I won the...
What?
Nothing.
Save it for later.
Okay.
Buffalo, Miami, -6. Buffalo is over under 41. That game is going to be all Buffalo. Oh, they're at Miami, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't
no
matter
fans.
At all.
Doesn't make a difference.
Josh Allen's going to have the time of his life out
time
there.
Time of his life.
Mike fumble it a couple of times, throw a couple crazy balls,
throw
a couple
four
deep
interceptions,
ones.
And the Bills are still going
to
win this game.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to watch it. I love Josh Allen. I love the Buffalo Bills, like my other team. So any other hot takes out of that game?
There are no hot takes.
No hot takes.
35-10 Buffalo. 35-10? Destruction. Yeah.
Where do you come up with these scores?
Because they're right. Just
your brain? Just your brain's a little hazy.
19-7 Vegas, that's what I'm going
Vegas
with.
Should hire me. Watch this, bro. I called all these on Thursday night, so. I'm not switching them. Yeah, I can't switch them now. They're all recorded. All
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll move on.
Destruction game, bro.
San Francisco at New York Jets. Should be a pretty boring game as well. San Francisco -7 over-under is 42 right now. Maybe 42.5, depending on where you can find it.
41.5 for me.
Greg Kittle, or George Kittle. I don't know why I call him Greg. George Kittle is out. All their receivers are out.
Doesn't matter.
The Jets are complete garbage. Frank Gore's starting.
Hot.
Garbage.
The time of his life.
Somebody's going to have the time of his life out there. I don't know who's going to be. It's going to be somebody.
Might be a lineman, but who cares?
Look, Sam Darnold has Chris Herndon, his tight end, to throw to. Jamison Crowder is out with a hamstring.
Right.
Le'Veon Bell is out.
Yeah, man. Living, yeah.
Denzel. He has Breshad Perriman. Denzel Mims, the rookie, is out. Breshad Perriman is starting, and Frank Gore. What a heck of a team down there in New York.
What a
Jets.
Heck of a game in 2000.
And then Jimmy
down
Garoppolo
the New York Jets.
Is basically going to hand it to one of the three running backs in the backfield, and they're probably going to run for 500 yards of total offense.
600 yards.
650 yards. Okay.
17 touchdowns.
What's the score of that game?
Which one? Sorry.
San Francisco Jets.
San Francisco Jets, 35-7.
Saw you close your eyes.
I have to remember Thursday when I said it's all recorded.
35-7.
35-7.
Okay. If he says 35,
it's like, what's that movie?
I know he's making it up.
What's the movie with Tom Cruise and the other guy, and they're playing
Mission Impossible?
Big. Blackjack? No, they're playing Blackjack.
Titanic. Titanic.
Titanic. Okay, Titanic. This is not a movie show, I guess.
Moving on.
All right, this is the game of the week. No, I'm just kidding. Denver at Pittsburgh. Can't wait for this game. Denver is underdogs by 7.5 points, over under 41.5. I was talking to my dad about this earlier. We are going to get destroyed.
I mean, Pittsburgh looked real good on Monday night.
They have so much really better of a good defense, too. And with just like their quarterback. I mean, Tannehill was destroying us. Corey Davis had the time of his life out there last Monday
night. That's the theme of today's show. Is somebody's going to have the time of their life.
But
it's,
like,
it's Corey.
I'm having the time of my life. Juju and Deontay Johnson, James Washington, Eric Ebron. Like, he has so many people to throw the ball to. And we have A.J. Bouye on the IR.
Cortland Sutton.
Cortland Sutton's probably not going to play.
I think Cortland Sutton's going to play.
No Von Miller.
Pitch count. K.J. Hamler's going to be back.
Yeah, but like, what is, that doesn't do anything for us.
Pitch count.
Yeah.
You only play so many.
Do you know what a pitch count is?
Yeah, for baseball.
Play. Yeah, you
it's
apply
a common
too.
Term used by the mothership now.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. But yeah,
said
I think
the mothership.
I think Broncos lose at least by a touchdown.
Yeah.
21-14.
21-14, you think?
Here you go.
How many touchdowns did the Giants put up on?
You guys ready?
He's going to say 35-34.
You ready?
Go for it.
Well, go for
go
it.
Go for it.
27-17.
Okay, that's
well,
how
fair. How much did the Giants
put up? I was
going to
say probably 31-24.
Giants put up 16, 26-16.
Yeah.
So 27-17.
That's not bad. I was going to say a little bit more.
Look.
I feel like Jerry Judy's going to
they don't have they don't have me up here for nothing, dude.
Well,
we get it. You're talent.
Go move to Vegas.
Yes, you're
go
the
move
big.
To Vegas.
You're the big talent Squirrel. Star. We got it. You're gonna be.
Hey, I need to go to. I no. If I go to Vegas, I lose everything.
Yeah, you will.
all right.
Just
moving
come back
on.
With a cocaine habit.
Oh, that didn't.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Let's go to L.A.
Well, Rams. L.A. at Philly. Rams at Eagles. 47 over under.
I didn't put
-1.5 Rams. This one actually should be a good one. Lane Johnson's back. Miles Sanders back for the Eagles. For the Rams, they're looking good. Their defensive line. Aaron Donald's going to just destroy that line for the Eagles. Carson Wentz is going to be in a rush, but at least he's got some people back.
Carson Wentz is going to get hurt again.
You think?
I think this game
Jalen,
Carson Wentz gets hurt.
Jalen
gets hurt.
Jalen.
Oh, that'd be horrible if they had to go with Jalen Hurts for the rest of the year. He's not good.
I disagree.
Jeez. I watched him. He can run. He can't throw.
What?
Unless he has all the time in the world.
Oh, for Christ.
If he was good, he wouldn't have transferred to Oklahoma. He would have been the Alabama starting quarterback over Tua, right? Mm. That's a hot take.
And I'm an Alabama fan. Jalen Hurts was one of the best quarterbacks taken in this draft. Explains a lot.
Roll Tide. No, I'm just kidding. I like the Tigers.
Get out.
Anytime that the team's good, I like them. Word. For college football, for going that. But yeah, I mean, you think he's going to get hurt?
I don't know.
It's a hot take.
Yeah, sure. No, I don't know. So what's the game? I got LA.
LA minus 1.5.
LA
23-20. Somebody write these down so we can.
Oh, he says they're recorded.
Okay.
So we'll go back and watch the tape. Yeah.
And if they're wrong, we'll take what I've said today. Okay. So see what's closer.
The Washington football team.
Moving on. Washington. Wait, you skipped one. Carolina at Tampa, at your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh. Your? What do you mean your?
You're going to be moving there. You're going to be doing the drive show there, aren't you?
Oh, jeez. No.
Drive time.
Drive time squirrel in Tampa Bay.
No.
Taking hot takes on
I don't
Tom
even
Brady.
Want to talk about Tom Brady, dude. I don't even want to have the opportunity to talk about
that
Tom
game,
Brady.
48.5. Tampa Bay is favored by 9.5, 8.5. Depends where you can find it. But Tampa Bay is favored heavily there. 48.5, though, that's huge. Tampa Bay wins, but I don't think it's that convincing.
No.
Not by eight. Not by a whole touchdown in a field goal. Not by two scores.
38-24.
Tampa. Oh, my God. All right, Tampa. I'll take Tampa at 24-21.
I think Carolina is a little bit better, 24-21.
Yeah.
It's going to be way higher scoring than that.
I don't think so.
Carolina has the worst defense in the league. The worst defense. They're so young. They couldn't stop Josh Jacobs. Ronald Jones might have the time of his life out there. He'll be running all over the place.
Stop saying that.
He's going to be running all over the place, going from end zone to end zone. He's going to run at least for 100 yards and a touchdown.
At least.
Pretty sure you just answered your own question.
I did. Mm. Carolina, though, is, you know, Teddy Bridgewater throwing it. Christian McCaffrey, he's still a guy.
Two glove Teddy.
What's his name? Robbie Anderson.
Teddy Two Gloves.
I think it's going to be a much closer game, but I think the over hits.
Okay.
Tampa Bay, I think, is still trying to figure it out. Chris Godwin's probably out with a concussion. Mike Evans just came off a hamstring injury. I think it's going to be a – no way it's a 10-point game. No way.
No way it's a 10-point game, but I also don't think it's going to be a shootout.
Carolina and the Raiders just shot out.
Right? Hey, mark my words about 38-24. Like I said.
Tampa Bay gets up, and Carolina's got to come back, you know? So,
no, yeah.
Moving on. This is my game of the week. Washington football team at Arizona. Arizona is minus 6.5.
Definitely
over under 46.5.
I'm loving the Washington football team in this one.
Excuse
me? Ron Rivera.
What did you say?
Flipping.
What did you say?
Flipping
this
team.
Hey, Sam, try not to smile while
saying
that.
Honestly, could you please cut his mic off? Thank you.
I can't say that. I can't say that
without smiling, yeah.
No, I got Arizona on this one.
No, I definitely think Arizona, too. They got too many weapons for Washington to deal with.
You guys ready?
No.
What did he get your comments on this guy?
Stay off the weed.
That was good.
That was good. That was great.
Let's hear it.
32-14.
Now you should have played it, Sam.
32. How do you even score 32?
You get some touchdowns.
32.
What do you mean?
32
is a normal
score.
Get
a safety in there somewhere?
No, it's not. 32
is a normal score. Yeah, missing extra points these days. It's normal scores.
7.
14, 21, 28, 29, 30. Okay, 31.
31.
Yeah. My bad. My fault.
That's
I was like, wait a minute.
32 is weird. That's like a
do
4.
Do you even football, Squirrel?
All right. Let's go. We got to go. Kansas City, Los Angeles. Kansas City wins. Easy. Baltimore at Houston. Baltimore.
Go
wins,
Chargers.
Right?
Go.
No Chargers. No.
No Chargers.
No Chargers.
New England
no.
at Seattle. That's Oof. A good one.
I picked it the other day.
Seattle.
Yeah.
100%.
28-21.
My Saints go to Las Vegas to play the Raiders.
When are you a Saints fan now?
I've been a Saints fan ever since I had Michael Thomas on my team for the last 4 years. Go Michael Thomas. He's
Yuck.
Out.
He's hurt.
For the next
He's
like
hurt.
4 weeks.
But I think the Saints win that game too.
Saints by 42-28.
42-28.
100-0. All right. Coming up next, we're going to get into some baseball, some NCAA football,
fantasy
and we're going to have some very, very, very special segment that is going to debut for the first time. Stick around for that. All that and more coming up next on The Locker Room on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Be On Air network.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it, too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Hurry, young Popsy. We must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
This is Squirrels Soccer Seconds.
Calm down, Greg, it's soccer.
This is my nightmare!
Hey, thanks, guys. This is Squirrel Soccer Seconds. I'm going to let you guys know right now. Jaime Rodriguez has scored his first goal in the Prem League for Everton. Just went over there for about $35 million.
Who is that? I don't even know who that is.
Jaime Rodriguez. He just came from Real Madrid. He's a big star from Real.
Cool.
Okay. Man United lost big today. 3-1 against Crystal Palace. First Prem League game in 13 years that they lost the very first game.
Yikes.
The Borussia Dortmund, a bet I made today for them to win 3-0, has brang out and came out at 3-0.
Brang out and came out.
Brang 3-0. Out and came
let's
out.
Go,
let's
Dortmund.
Do it.
That's my team, by the way.
Man United have also closed in on a deal for Alex Telles from Porto. And, boy, that's only about $10, $15 million. He's okay. That's a great value for a left tackle. Okay. I'll tell you that right now.
Left tackle?
A left back. Excuse me.
Who's tackling?
He's tackling people. He's slide tackling people.
Is he gonna protect the quarterback too, or what?
Yeah, he's protecting the fullback.
He's tackling the goalie.
We have fullbacks. There's fullbacks in soccer.
What is he backing?
I don't know.
I played FIFA once.
It says, okay. Liverpool signed midfielder Thiago, $20 million, just making the
Thiago league. What? Just Thiago? Yeah,
dude, listen, they come up with one name, two names, five names. I'm running with what they got.
Thiago.
It's a headline, okay? Thiago. Tottenham has signed Gareth Bale. I know you guys know who Gareth Bale is.
I know Christian.
You've
Christian
been to
Bale.
Tottenham.
I just live in England.
Yeah. Bayern Munich won 8-0 against Schalke this week. First game in the Bundesliga for this season, and oh my gosh.
Liga.
Yeah, the Bundesliga is what it's this like German soccer.
Bundesliga.
Yeah, Bundesliga for their first game back. So a few games I want to tell you guys about. Arsenal, let's say, I'm going to say 3-1 against West Ham today.
Okay.
Okay. Club America is going to beat Guadalajara 2-1.
Oh.
That's going to be a close one. Yeah. No, it's going to be close. It's not going to be too big. No. And we're going to go hometown team. Colorado Rapids are going to lose today 2-0 to the Los Angeles Galaxy. Let's go. Orlando City is going to beat Chicago Fire 2-0. Let me see. Let me give you a few more guys.
Hurry up. You're running out of time. Tick tock.
AS Roma. Roma's going to win 3-0 against Hellas Verona. And Valencia is going to beat Celta de Vigo 2-0.
Wow. Thank you, Squirrel, for your soccer seconds. That actually turned out to be about 3 minutes.
Perfect.
But it was great. Actually, I like the energy because the music.
Yeah.
It's so intense that you like were going so fast. You're like, I got to get it all out as fast as I can go.
I got to get. Right. It seems like really, I'm playing really Mario. Intense. Like I'm trying to get to the end of the thing. So. But yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty cool. Is it? Is just gonna keep going?
I think it's
so Stade Rennais is gonna beat.
Now it's over.
Now it's over. You're done.
We should do it. What we should do is just.
Having the time of his life.
What we should do is just have
where it cuts me off.
Have Sam at any time turn it off, and when it turns off, he has to stop talking about soccer. So it could be 5 minutes, it could be 2 seconds, and he has no idea. In the middle, it's like, oh, well, sorry, that's all the time we have. We're gonna workshop that segment, but that was actually
behave.
That was pretty fun. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Okay. All right.
I love that.
Let's go. Cool.
I want to talk some college football really quick because apparently it's going on. I'm not really aware that it was even happening.
Oh, yeah. I thought Tulane play Navy this morning.
I thought it wasn't starting until a couple of months.
Tulane was running it through the Navy, bro.
Now,
the real teams are playing in a couple, like at the end of October.
Remember when I was talking about that 1,000 or 10,000 bet? That's that game right there. 48-13 right now in the.
There's a 10,000 bet?
It's a minus 10,000. Go, yeah, it's probably not there now.
Oh, minus 10,000.
Yeah, but before the thing.
So I actually want to tell you guys something that's hilarious. So I saw this online. Somebody bet the over 66 points in the Tulsa-Oklahoma State game, right? They bet $40,000 on it to win $36,400.
10-7, right?
Right now it's 10-7 in the fourth quarter. That dude is
mad
as life. He is hating his life right
man.
Now. He's
so
hating his life.
Squirrel almost got the FCC called on
him. Almost.
That's a sad bet to make. But so here's the real question that I wanted to get down to the business here.
Ooh, let's get it.
They still have rankings for teams, but are they going to have a college playoff? Are they going to do that this year?
I think they are, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I think it's just going to be the D1s, though. I mean, SEC.
Yes.
Big 12,
ACC,
did they say?
Yep.
Big 10 said they were going to play.
They're in. No, they're in.
They're playing.
They're
and
just
then
playing
I know, possibly
but like,
now the Pac-12 is talking about coming back October.
Yeah, but so they're okay. Still going to do a national championship playoff and stuff? They're going
to
still do the college playoffs?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
they were still going to keep that going no matter what.
Even
shout
if it was just the SEC playing?
Yeah.
Shout out Penn State. Going to be real good this year.
Are they?
I have no evidence, but I have a friend who's a huge Penn State fan, and she says they're going to be dominant.
You know how lucky this guy just bet 40,000? They're going to score 3 points, go 10-10, and they're going to go to 4 overtimes.
Yeah, but that's not going to help him. He needs over 66 total points.
Yeah, if they score 30, if they go to like 4 overtimes, they can score.
Keep scoring. No,
yeah, you can go to like 4 overtimes.
Well, it's the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So.
He ain't getting nothing.
I'm a realist.
So one team needs 20 right now, 30 and 30. He needs, 33 apiece?
Basically, yeah.
I also can't gamble because I gamble with my heart.
Oh,
we don't need to talk about your gambling.
You gamble with your heart.
You don't even know how gambling works.
What a gambler.
Notre Dame, number 7 in the country.
Right? Yeah.
Surprised?
I mean, yes, absolutely. Because I'm not surprised because of what's going on this year.
Ooh.
Everybody's getting ranked.
Here's a good matchup.
Look, Cincinnati's ranked 13th
in the
country.
They're always ranked.
No, they're not.
Here's a good matchup for you guys. Clemson versus Citadel. Can't wait for that. 2 o'clock today.
What is that?
It's going to be a shootout.
What's the spread on there? 65?
67.
I don't know. Where can I look that up? Somebody look that up for me because I would love to see that.
I am.
Don't they put that on ESPN nowadays?
I'm checking her down right now. Yeah, it's definitely on ESPN. Here we go.
Who are the teams again?
Clemson and who?
Citadel. The Citadel. Sorry, the Citadel.
Bam.
We'll wait.
The spread's 56 and a half.
No way. Bet the Citadel. Hammer the Citadel.
Hammer it. It's a lot.
Dude, do you think?
Yeah, because Trevor Lawrence is only going to play the first quarter. Really? Score 4 or 5 touchdowns, pull him out. That's crazy.
Clemson is
56.
Negative 100,000.
Nice.
I told you.
Wow.
Now, that's a money line bet I'm willing to take.
That's a money line. $2.
Minus 100,000.
Citadel
but
Bulldogs.
But if you bet $1, you don't get anything.
If you bet $100,000, you win
$100.
Maybe it's $1. I don't know how that would work, but that would be an awesome
terrible,
bet.
Dude. That'd be terrible.
They would talk about me on Twitter if I made that bet. They'd be like, some better bet $100,000 on the money line for Clemson.
You blew it!
Yep, exactly. You blow it.
They would go on to lose that game if I bet
the spread on that Cincy game right now is 40.
This 40. Oh yeah.
Yeah, right now, and the spread was 44.5.
The Gators are playing.
Yes, right, baby.
Oh, it's back.
That's
oh, it's
right.
Back, back.
Yeah.
So wait,
back,
SEC
back,
is back, back.
Yeah,
so. Florida's
dude.
Playing Ole Miss.
ACC.
Ooh, Miami's. Oh wait.
Miami's playing, dude.
Kentucky, Auburn.
Yeah.
So when is Alabama?
The Big 12's already playing, bro. We're playing.
LSU, Mississippi State, Georgia, Arkansas, Alabama, Missouri, and Tennessee, South Carolina.
Watch out for that game, bro.
Shout out Orrick.
That's gonna
South
be
Carolina.
That's gonna be a game right there.
Wait, what'd you say about Alabama?
They're terrible.
Alabama,
I hate Alabama.
Yeah.
North Carolina's 20. Number 12 in the nation.
Yeah, see, that's what I was telling you, dude. Cincinnati's number 13.
This is why we do show prep, bro.
Yeah.
Well, this is the show right
this
here.
This is why we do show prep.
This is the show. It's entertaining.
What are we doing?
We're having the time of our life out here
we're
is what we're doing.
Having the
we're
time
having
of our
the
life.
Times of our life. All
right, back. We're going to move on back into some baseball playoffs.
Okay.
Why?
What?
Why not? Playoff race, baby. Let's go.
All right.
Rockies
are
not
in
making
not
it.
Not in it.
They did. They tried their hardest to lose to the Dodgers, and they did lose to the Dodgers. I think 15-7. Yeah. Ugh.
Well, are you expecting anything else?
Yeah, I was hoping they would win 10 games in a row and
fun,
get in.
Most fun.
Oh, yeah, we talked about
match.
That Thursday.
Yeah.
Can they win 10 games in a row?
So we actually got people that have clinched in the AL, the Rays, the Sox, the Athletics. Mm. Yankees still haven't clinched. Sad.
That's what she said.
That is what she said. Sad.
Sad.
Rays are number one now. Oh, man, my team, the White Sox. That stinks. And then the Dodgers, the only ones who have actually clinched because the NL sucks so bad.
I mean.
Did you see the Yankees last night go into extra innings?
Exactly.
Nobody cares about the Yankees. Are they going to have a chance? Do they have a chance, Squirrel?
They're
do they have a chance?
What?
Number four.
They're sitting four right
do they
now,
have
dude?
A chance?
What's yeah, see the Bombers we got? We got a chance.
Is everybody
a chance.
I need somebody to tweet me and make sure they understand.
We don't need a chance, dude. We're in.
Yeah,
we're
somebody,
in.
Somebody who was listening
so you're
tell
telling
me, what
me
he
there's
said.
A chance.
Nah, there's more than a chance. We are.
Is everybody
are
healthy?
World Series. Dude, Judge was playing last night. Stanton's in. Yeah, we're healthy.
What about Gio Urshela?
He hit a bomb last night.
Gleyber Torres.
Two nights ago, they're the first team in MLB history to hit 5 home runs back to back to back to back to back. Bang.
Say that again for me.
Back to back to back to back to back. I got to do it to 5, right?
Wow. That's
or
a
is
lot.
It four?
Or it was 5 in one inning, if I'm mistaken.
Look, ESPN
five
isn't
runs,
even mentioning the Rockies.
5 bomb. What is
why
there to mention?
They still have a chance, don't they?
What? To do
yeah,
what?
So they are. So
like
13 the 8
games
seed
back?
Right now, 8 seed in the NL is Cincinnati. They're
is
playing
the
500 ball, right?
Yeah.
26-26. Colorado's sitting at 22-28. If they go on a run, which they won't because their schedule is not.
Hit me again, Tube Sock. Let's go.
Yeah, their chances are slim to none.
Because, yeah, they're playing the Dodgers and then the Padres again, right?
Yeah, and the Padres are
wicked
hot.
The reason I was mentioning
four.
Is
because
the reason I was mentioning is because Yankees just went 11 straight. So that's what
oh
I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Nobody cares.
I'm just letting you know.
Just kidding.
Want to roll, dude. Watch out.
It's so hard to watch baseball.
Here comes
now.
The Bombers.
We said this, yeah, on Thursday. When the Rockies aren't good, I don't really care about baseball anymore, and it's so sad because just near and dear to my heart. We don't play the Padres.
So you haven't cared about baseball for a few years.
We play L.A., San Francisco, Arizona. San Francisco is going to win four games against us.
You think so?
And we'll probably lose all those games to Arizona,
too. San Francisco is right there, too. They're at 500, 25, and 25. So, yeah, they're playing for something. They're playing for that.
Because they're the seventh seed, right?
No, they're right below Cincinnati.
Oh.
They're right out of that eight seed
right
now. So,
right out of it, buddy. Sorry.
The two wild card right now, we got Philly and Cincinnati.
So if we don't make the playoffs, you think Nolan gets out?
Oh, he's gone. He's gone.
Can he walk this offseason?
Yeah.
I thought it was next offseason.
No, I thought it was this one.
It's this one. Oof. He's gone.
Oof-da.
Sorry, Colorado.
Should have traded him when we had the chance.
Nolan.
Good thing I have a Trevor Story jersey, not an Arenado jersey.
Oh, look at that, dude.
Out of here.
So are you going through as of right now?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
One, Rays just jumped to one over the White Sox.
Yeah, that's why I was saying my White Sox.
My White Sox.
It was a kid.
It was a joke.
Joking.
Now, everybody, you see how much Squirrel pays attention during our shows.
Yeah, he's over there looking at soccer scores. And
I'm ready to go in, coach. Just give me a chance.
He just likes to interject whenever he can.
Yeah, he's like about the Yankees, though. Let's get back to the Yankees.
Yeah, 11 straight. Just letting you know
now,
we're on a hot roll.
Let's get some hot takes going. Who's going to win the World Series?
Yankees.
Is that a hot take? I'm taking a hot take.
Oh, hot take? You want a hot take? You want a hot take?
Oakland.
Oakland.
Athletics. They can't cheat this year, so it's not Houston. You know what? I mean, the Rays are number one, but did anybody see him? He's number one other than me? I called him at – I thought they were going to win our division at the beginning of the season.
They're looking like they might.
Okay, so let's go with – I'm going to take the Braves, dude.
Braves.
They look tough, dude. No, you know what? Hot take. Padres coming in.
Yeah,
World Series champions.
Win now or forever hold your peace.
World Series champions. Because San Diego Padres.
They might not get it done.
World Series champion, San Diego Padres.
I'll go Rays or the White Sox.
We'll play the tape back, see who's right.
Rays or White Sox?
It's going to be me.
You picked the Oakland A's?
A's, man.
What?
They don't got it.
What do you know about baseball?
Everything. Ask me a question, any question.
How many strikeouts Nolan Ryan have?
Over 3,000.
Over 3,000.
I was right, wasn't I?
5,714.
What is Arenado's batting average right now?
Oh, geez.
265.
No, he's sitting at. Give me over under 300.
Now he wants over and unders.
Give me over under 300, because I have a number in mind.
It's under 300.
Yeah, 296.
257.
Dang it! I was closer than you at 265.
Yeah, right. I thought you knew everything.
I do know everything about baseball.
And I was closer than you.
No, but when everybody else is wrong, it's okay. But when I'm wrong, I'm still right. That's
having
how this works.
The time of his life.
The time of our lives today on the locker room. It's been a heck of a time. Go out on your Saturday and Sunday and have the time of your life yourself, because it's beautiful. It's 90 degrees. I was your host, Corey. We got the Wall Raven on the boards. Squirrel, Q. Shout out Facebook Live. Had a great time on Facebook Live. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This has been The Locker Room on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Be On Air Network.